Blog Talk Radio.
Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, good morning. John Hollis with Waking Up Blessed. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I'm the host for the show this morning. And, of course, you are listening to Waking Up Blessed on Rockers in Recovery. You can check us out at rockersinrecovery.com for a lot of information there. You can also tune into the show Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. and check out a spiritual message of hope and, you know, all kinds of great stuff that we get to start our day with. And, you know, each day I get up and I'm blessed and I get to start a new day. And, you know, I do that several different ways for myself personally. But the show is really based on starting our day with inspirational stories of experience, strength, and hope. And today's show is sponsored by SoberMap. Check them out at SoberMap.com. They're an app that you can download to your phone and find out all kinds of information in your local area for meetings and other helpful tips for recovery. Sign up today also at any of the platforms that you may be listening on for the Waking Up Blessed newsletter, which goes out monthly. And then each month we have four segments of that newsletter updating you each week on who the new guests are. The gentleman I have on today, Dale, is an amazing dude. I've known him for many, many years. And when we first started Rockers in Recovery and we started the radio show, Dale was one of our first sponsors back in the day. And most importantly, he is a man of integrity and carries a message of hope that's amazing. So we're going to bring Dale on the line and talk with him this morning. Dale, welcome to the show. Welcome to Waking Up Blessed, and thank you for being on the show with me. All right. So we had Dale on the line. I guess Dale isn't with us, but that's okay. What we get to be able to do today is a couple of different things. There you are, Dale. You with me now?
Yes, I've been okay. With you, John. It just hasn't translated into a live segment yet.
You're live now. Yeah, you were in queue for about a minute before the show started, which usually happens.
See.
What happens is the guest calls in, they sit in queue until the show starts, and then I do my opener, and then I bring you on. So I'm really glad you're with us, and I'm really glad that you're a part of Waking Up Blessed, because you know something, it's guys like you that have carried the message for years for guys like me to be able to stay alive. So thank you for being
on
Waking Up Blessed.
Well, good morning, John, and good morning to your listeners. It's a great day to wake up, see the sun shining, and know that I'm being carried by a power greater than myself, and there's no reason why this shouldn't be a great day.
And that being said, I mean, what are some of the things that you do? I mean, Waking Up Blessed, you know, we get to have another day of recovery. And what do you do? What are some of the things that you do to start your day to get centered?
Well, I pretty much have a routine that I have followed for quite some time. I meditate. That's one of the things I do. And for those listeners who may have a problem getting into meditation, one of the things that I traditionally do is go on YouTube, which has probably 100 different forms of guided meditation. And I really love guided meditation. It puts me in, I don't want to say an altered state, but a very calm, relaxed, serene, and pleasant way of feeling as far as being the first thing that I might do in the morning. I pray every day, and there are some spiritual books and some literature that I read on a daily basis, and I might even call somebody and get some feedback on where they're coming from and how their day looks, and we can converse for a few minutes, and gives me a feeling of being, I'll say, connected. probably the most important thing in my own life is that feeling of spiritual connection. And there are times when I don't feel that way. And I have to say those are more of the uncomfortable times that I might experience, because that feeling of being spiritually connected is very important and really gives me a sense of peace and a sense that no matter what is happening, that I'm going to be okay, I'm going to be taken care of, and that everything in life is going to be good as far as me getting what I need. Like most people, I don't usually get what I want, but I have always gotten what I've needed, whether I've realized it or not at the time. So I have a pretty strong belief in the concept of a power greater than myself. I've always had a belief in God, and no matter what's been going on in my life, and I've had a lot of challenges during the time I've been sober. I've always been taken care of, and things have always worked out in a way that's good for me, even if I didn't see that at the time it was happening. So that's pretty much where I'm coming from, and I try to follow a spiritual routine in the morning. And
life on life's terms, Dale. You know, it's an amazing thing when you start talking about life on life's terms. You know, rolled in this morning and got everything set up and realized that the AC is out. So, you know, we can start our day and get plugged in and really be centered and be a part of the universe, and then you walk in and the first thing you got is a situation, and life on life's terms, it happens everywhere. So, you know, what do you do when, you know, something crops up like that? You have a situation that's occurring, you know, hey, I used to kick the dog and get angry and pissed off and all of those things. Today I do something different. You know, I breathe and I say, okay, call the air conditioning guy. I mean, just, you know, simple things. What do you do during your day when you're having trials and tribulations that you may,
hint? I don't have a dog, but I do kick the cats. So it kind of makes up for it. But, walking into an office the way you're describing in this weather without an air conditioner would definitely give me a difficult point of view for that moment. I think I would have to sit down and just try to breathe deeply for a few minutes, maybe count backwards from 100, because that would be a difficult proposition for me to deal with. But then I would do what you're describing. I would try to take action, which was designed to solve the problem, rather than sitting in it and being pissed off and cursing and throwing things, which I might have tended to do some years ago. I would do something to try to make the problem, if not go away completely, at least be on a track of solution. I'm very action-oriented and solution-oriented, because it's easy to just sit in the problem and be pissed off. But that doesn't help anything. And actually, it for me personally, it makes me feel worse to act in that manner. I try to regulate my behavior in a little more constructive way these days. So
good stuff. Good stuff.
Air conditioning is definitely a big challenge.
Yeah, in Florida, absolutely. In July, August, absolutely. So, but you know, it's when the rubber hits the road. You know, they told me this a long time ago, and you know, one of the things that I truly know, and you guys said it in meetings for years and in other places, that, you know, the real test of recovery is when the rubber hits the road, when you have situations that, you know, crop up and, you know, what are you going to do about them? How are you going to behave? What are you going to act like? You know, integrity is a huge thing for you, and I know that. And I've watched you work in the community for many, many years, helping people in recovery. If you had somebody out there right now that was on the fence, or maybe, you know, they're new in recovery, what would you say to them just to give them a little guidance today?
Well, I might take them down the road of hearing about what I had gone through myself personally, and how I developed my own belief system, and the fact that there is life after recovery, and that there is fun in recovery, and that no matter how bad things seem in the present moment, that there is help. There are other people that are more than willing to offer their experience, strength, and hope, and share with you what they went through and how they came out the other side. Of course, not everyone is going to make it, but there's no reason that in any given set of circumstances a particular person can find the will to take the action necessary to change the course of their life. Getting sober and staying sober is a life-changing event in and of itself. People go through the most horrible of circumstances, and they're able to find people that are more than willing to offer assistance and to help them find their way through the jungle of being totally lost in addiction. Active addiction is a terrible place to be, but no one has to stay there. And so I would probably impart a number of different suggestions, and certainly finding some meetings and showing up in a meeting and meeting some people, getting some names and phone numbers, and starting down that path, at least making a start. As I said before, I'm an action type of a person, so I believe in doing something rather than sitting in self-pity, which is very easy for all of us to do. And that is not a good place to be.
No, it's not. So that being said, we're going to go into the final part of this, which is, you know, listen, we have a huge problem going on, and we have for many, many years. It just has a different face today. The face of, you know, people dying from opioid and heroin overdoses and fentanyl and all the rest of the things that are going on out there. The meth crisis coming up. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on, and there's loved ones out there right now that just are scratching their head, and they don't know what to do with a little Johnny. So, you know, what would your suggestion be to family members that might be having somebody that's struggling or has an active addiction? And you know how we are, man. We're insane when we're actively using. So what would you say to the parents or the loved ones?
Well, I was in the treatment business for almost 20 years. And of course we did come across families that had members who were experiencing active addiction in very, very sad ways. People that had children that had been arrested and had overdosed and so on and so forth. My best recommendations usually involve the family getting help for themselves because we are powerless over the actions of our loved ones and children. And I would recommend to the family definitely to go to Al-Anon, probably get professional help if that's something that they're capable of doing, and then try to watch over the family member or child, but not take any steps that would be considered to be enabling the addiction to continue or to get worse. And it's an extremely difficult problem for the family because the family is not getting high. So they have no way of escaping the feelings and the emotions that are coming from observing their child or family member going through this process, which is insidious. So it is an extremely difficult place to be in. I know that there are all types of new designer drugs today that didn't exist 10, 15 years ago. Flaca is another one that's been a horror story, especially in Broward County. There's been a lot of overdose deaths. And fentanyl has been combined with a lot of substances to create powerhouse of overdosing. And so it's a major community-oriented problem. And I served on the board of directors for BARC for many years in Broward. And I know quite a number of people who are actively involved in working with family members the way you've described it. And it's something that is horrible to just be a part of. But there is help and there is recovery. And people do recover and they do come out of this, even though there are some terrible overdose and stories involving death and loss. So it's something that we have to recognize, I think, and it is a reality. I think everybody has their own God that's watching over them, and sometimes we just have to take a step back, not interfere, not do anything to make the problem worse, and allow the other person's higher power to send them in the direction that they're supposed to go. I wouldn't call that fate, but I would call it allowing events to manifest themselves in ways that we may not understand ourselves in that moment. It's no question, but it's something that we'll probably be facing more and more as time goes by.
Yes, we will. And, you know, I remember back in 2008, 2009, you know, when you guys were, you know, when Challenges, you had a program you had back then sponsoring our show, the Rockers in Recovery radio show. And we had Gorski on and we had other people on that you had hooked us up with. And, you know, people were talking about this problem back then. And the deaths, I think, were back then were like 44 nationwide. They were, I think, when we first started talking about it, 12, 13, and then it got into the 40s, and people were saying, hey, listen, you know, this isn't an issue, this isn't a problem. And then I think part of the issue, Dale, is that you're right in the fact that communities need to get involved. Now, you know, yesterday or the day before, a young lady that's a huge rock star, of course, you know, had an overdose, and it was all over the news, it was everywhere. I posted it on Rockers in Recovery, and the reason I posted it was because when you went to the TMZ feed, there was 4,000 people saying she should just die, and heroin addicts are a scourge. I mean, you should see some of the posts that were posted in replies to the TMZ thing, and it really made me sick that the community, even at this point in our development as communities nationwide, that we still have people that have the stigma that think that junkies are just losers anyway, so let them die. That's scary.
Well, there's a lot of emotion attached to that type of reaction. There's a lot of jealousy. There's a lot of feeling of a person who they might think deserves to be in trouble or to have a extreme difficulty in their life. Perhaps the person who's doing the criticizing is going through some terrible problems in their own life and is merely lashing out in any way that they can. I don't know that we can take a lot sometimes from social media, because there's a lot of negativity, and that's not necessarily the best place for advice. But any time a celebrity has a problem, you pretty much, my experience is pretty much that you see the same type of reaction. We've had a lot of deaths and overdose and suicides with celebrities in the last 5 years, probably. And each case has their own history and their own reasons. And there have been quite a number of overdoses. And this was another one. Luckily, she did come out of it and should make a recovery. And I'm a believer that everything happens for a reason. And we don't necessarily know the reason at the time it's happening, but oftentimes it turns out to be something that helps the person in the long run. And maybe that'll be the case in this situation. I sure hope so.
Dale, thank you so much for being on Waking Up Blessed. And if people wanted to reach out to you to talk with you or just ask some questions or get to know you as far as recovery is concerned, how can they reach out to you?
Well, I'll give you my phone number, and I will also give you a website. My phone number is 954-592-1921. And I have a website, which is www.pay2patient.com.
Okay. Pay2patient.com, and 954-592-1921 is where you can reach Dale. And Dale, again, man, great message. Thank you so much for all you do for the recovery community and the community as a whole. Because, you know,
well, thank
it's,
you,
it's
John.
Also about
I appreciate I appreciate your show. I know that you've done some incredibly important work over the years as well. We've known each other for a very long time.
Well, Dale, thank you. And it's a blessing to have people that you know in a community that you can reach out to you know, for stuff like this, to get the message out there. There is hope.
Well, I can do to help someone, I'll be glad to do.
You rock, Dale. Thank you for being on. God bless. We will definitely talk soon. And you have a great day.
Same to you, John.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Great show. Dale's a great guy, and my mission for today is get the air conditioning fixed. Waking Up Blessed, you can check us out right here on rockersandrecovery.com. You can also check us out at Blog Talk Radio. You can also check us out on Facebook and just click on the Listen Live. That is, of course, at the top of the page. You'll see Dale's picture there right now at Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Just click on Dale and a picture of Dale and his beautiful bride, and you go right to the show. And we look forward to having you back tomorrow. We got a great guest in store, great musical guest in store. We'll be putting that up and posting it. We also have the, of course, Waking Up Blessed newsletter for August that's going out. So make sure you join. You can also do that at Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Just click the sign-up button, and you'll put in your information, and you're signed up for the newsletter, and we look forward to growing the newsletter and Waking Up Blessed each day together. By the grace of God, may it glad or sad, I don't get to use today, and all glory to God that we get to do that. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in and being a part of our show this morning. Look forward to having you back with us tomorrow, Monday through Friday, right here at Waking Up Blessed on Rockers in Recovery. Of course, we're going to go out today with a great musical guy. His name is Mitz, M-I-Z. And you can go to M-I-Z at Facebook. It's Mitz Music. And you can go to MikeMiz.com, check him out. And this is Sweet Release. We'll be right back.
did you go? What was I thinking? I still don't know. But you're like the dawn, and it breaks my soul. I still believe. Where did you go? Autumn days have come and gone. The snow has covered up the road that we were on. The sky is still, and the nights are long. Every day seems like a year since you've been gone. Now my days are numbered and it feels I'm finally free. It won't be too long if you could only stand by me. Love is never ending and my soul will never die. It really even matter if we had to goodbye. Pretty eyes, angel face. Your love is something that my mind cannot erase. Your long, long hair, let it down. Makes me feel like I am lifting off the ground. Honest change, oh, will it last? I'm so tired of being hung up on my past. Like all those nights, stoned in the past. I don't miss it like I'm missing what he has. Now my days are numbered and it feels I'm finally free. It won't be too long if you could only stand by me. Love is never ending and my soul will never die. Does it really even matter if we had to say goodbye?
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.